Chapter 24. And Abraham was Zakin, and well stricken in age. And Hashem barach Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his Eved Zakan of his base, Hamoshel, over all that he had, Put now thy yad under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by Hashem Elohei Hashomayim and Elohei Haaretz, that thou shalt not take an isha unto bini of the banot hakenani, among whom I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my eretz, unto my moledet, and take an isha unto bini Yitzach. And the Eved said unto him, What if the isha will not be willing to follow me unto haaretz hazot? Must I needs bring benecha back unto Haaretz, from where thou camest? And Abraham said unto him, Beware thou, that thou bring not Bani to there. Hashem Elohei Hashomayim, which took me from Beis Avi, and from the Eretz of my Moledet, and which spoke unto me, and that swore unto me, saying, Unto thy Zerah will I give Haaretz Hazot. He shall send his Malach before thee, and thou shalt take an Isha unto Bani from there. But if the Isha will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be released from this my Shavuah. Only do not bring back Bani there. And the Eved put his yad under Yerech Avraham Adonav and swore to him concerning this matter. And the Eved took Asarah Gemalim of the Gemalei Adonav and departed, for all the goods of Adonav were in his yad. And he arose and went to Aram Naharaim, unto the ear Nahor, and he made his gemalim to kneel down outside the ear near Abar Hamayim at the time of Erev, at the time the women go out to draw Mayim. And he said, Hashem Elohei Adoni Abraham, now send me success this Yom, and show chesed unto Adoni Abraham. Hine, I stand here by the Ayin Hamayim, and the Banot Anshe Ha'ir come out to draw Mayim. And let it come to pass that the Nahara, to whom I shall say, Let down thy jug now, that I may drink, and she shall say, Drink, and I will give thy Gimelim drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy Eved Yitzach. And thereby shall I know that thou hast showed chesed unto Adoni. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that Hine Rivka came out, who was born to Betuel ben Milcah, Eshet Nahor, Ahi Avraham, with her jug upon her shoulder. And the Nahara was Tovat Mare Meod, a Basula, neither had any Ish known her. And she went down to Ha'ayina, and filled her jug, and came up. And the Eved hurried to meet her, and said, Let me now drink a little Mayim of thy jug. And she said, Drink, Adoni, and she hasted and let down her jug upon her yad and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw for thy gimelim also until they have done drinking. And she hasted and emptied her jug into the trough and ran back unto the bear to draw and drew for all his gimelim. And the ish gazed at her and held his peace so as to have das whether Hashem had made his derech prosperous or not. And it came to pass, just as the Gimelim had done drinking, that the Ish took a Nezim Zahav by weight of Becca, and two Zemidim by weight 10 shekels of gold for her wrists, and said, Whose bot art thou? Tell me now, is there Makom in the base of thy Av for us to spend the night? And she said unto him, I am bot Betuel ben Milcah, the ben which she bore unto Nahor. She said, Moreover, unto him we have both Tevin and Mispo enough, and Makom to spend the night. And the Ish bowed his head, worshipped Hashem, and he said, Baruch Hashem Elohei Adoni Abraham, who hath not left destitute of his chesed and his emes. I being on the derech, Hashem led me to the base Achei Adoni. And the Nahara ran and told them of her Beis Im these things. And Rivka had an ach, Shemo Lavan. Lavan ran out unto the Ish, unto the Ayin. And it came to pass, when He saw the Nezim and the Zemidim upon the wrists of his Achot, and when he heard the words of Rivka, his Achot, saying, Thus spoke the Ish unto me, that he came unto the Ish, and he stood by the Gemalim at the Ayin. And he said, Come in, Baruch Hashem, why standest thou outside? For I have prepared the base and makom for the Gemalim. And the Ish came into the base, and he unloaded his Gemalim, and gave Tevin and Mispo for the camels and Mayim to wash his Raglaim and the Ragle HaAnashim that were with him. And there was set Ohel before him to eat. But he said, I will not eat until I have stated my business. And he said, Speak on. And he said, I am Eved Avraham, and Hashem hath blessed Adoni Me'od, and he is become prospered, and he hath given him Zon, and Bakar, and Kesef, and Zahav, and Avadim, and Shefachot, and Gibalim, and Hamorim. And Sarah, Eshet Adoni, bore Ben to Adoni when she was old, and unto him hath he given all that he hath. And Adoni made me swear, saying, Thou shalt not take an Isha for Bani of the Banot HaKenani, in whose land I dwell, but thou shalt go unto Beis Avi, to my Mishpachot, and take an Isha unto Bani. And I said unto Adoni, What if the Isha will not follow me? And he said unto me, Hashem, before whom I walk, will send his Malach with thee, and prosper thy derrick, and thou shalt take an Isha for Bani of my Mishpachot and of my Beis Avi. Then shalt thou be released from this my oath when thou comest to my Mishpachot. And if they give not thee one, thou shalt be released from my oath. And I came this day unto the Ayin and said, Hashem Elohei Adoni Avraham, if now thou do prosper my derrick, which I go, hine, I stand by the Ayin Hamayim, and it shall come to pass that when Ha'alma cometh forth to draw Mayim, and I say to her, Give me now a little Mayim of thy jar to drink, and she say to me, Both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy Gemalim. Let the same be the Isha whom Hashem hath appointed for Ben Adoni. And before I had done davening in my lev, hine, Rivka came forth with her jar on her shoulder, and she went down unto Ha'ayina and drew. And I said unto her, Let me drink now. And she made haste and let down her jar from her shoulder and said, Drink. And I will give thy Gemalim drink also. So I drank, and she made the Gemalim drink also. And I asked her, and said, Whose bat art thou? And she said, Bat Betuel ben Nahor, the ben which Milcah bore unto him. And I put the Nezim upon her face, and the Zemidim upon her wrists. And I bowed down my head and worshipped Hashem. And I said, A bracha to Hashem Elohei Adoni Avraham, which had led me on the Derek Emes to take Bat Ahi Adoni for Bano. And now, if ye will do Chesed and Emes to Adoni, tell me. And if not, tell me, that I may turn to Yamin or to Samol. Then Lavan and Betuel answered and said, The thing proceedeth from Hashem. We cannot speak unto thee Ra or Tov. Hine, Rivka is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be Isha for Ben Adonecha, just as Hashem hath spoken. And it came to pass that when Eved Avraham heard their words, he worshipped Hashem, bowing himself to the ground. And the Eved brought forth Kele Kesef, and Kele Zahav, and Begadim, and gave them to Rivka. He gave also to her Ach, and to her Im, Migdanot. And they did eat and drink, he and the Anashim that were with him, and tarried all night. And they rose up, in the boker, and he said, send me away unto Adoni. And her Ach and her Im said, let the Nara abide with us 10 days or so. After that she may go. And he said unto them, hinder me not, seeing Hashem hath prospered my derech. Send me away that I may go to Adoni. And they said, we will call the Na'ara and inquire at her mouth. And they called Rivkah and said unto her, wilt thou go with this Ish? And she said, I will go. And they sent away Rivkah their achot and her nurse and Eved Avraham and his anashim. And they said a bracha over Rivkah and said unto her, thou art achoteinu. May thou be increased to thousands upon thousands, and may thy zerah possess the shahar of those which hate them. And Rivkah arose, and her na'arot, and they rode upon the gemalim and followed the ish, and the eved took Rivkah and went his way. And Yitzhak had come from Be'er Lahi Roy, for he dwelt in the Eretz Hanegev. And Yitzhak went out to meditate in the Sade at Erev. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and hine, the Gemalim were coming. And Rivkah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Yitzhak, she got down from the Gemal. For she said unto the Eved, who is that Ish that walketh in the Sade to meet us? And the Eved had said, he is Adoni. Therefore she took a veil and covered herself. And the Eved told Yitzhak all things that he had done. And Yitzhak brought her into the ohel of Sarah Imo and took Rivkah, and she became his Isha. And he loved her. And Yitzhak was comforted after the mot Imo.